With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At the U.S. Supreme Court.
We'll hear argument this morning in case 23719, Trump versus Anderson. Mr. Mitchell?
Sound of Chief Justice John Roberts introducing the case. The court has heard an appeal to a Colorado ruling that bars former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Justices will decide whether Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election make him ineligible to run for office. According to the Colorado Supreme Court, the former president should not be on the primary ballot. That ruling marked the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment had been used to disqualify a presidential candidate.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, a storm that parked itself over Southern California for days, unleashing historic downpours that caused hundreds of landslides, is moving out of the region now. However, authorities say it leaves behind the threat of dangerous mudslides because soils there are saturated. The storm responsible for at least 9 deaths in California. Today is the Nevada caucus, which former President Trump is expected to win handily. The caucus, rather than this week's primary, will award the state's 26 delegates. According to a new Gallup poll, Democrats are losing ground. Tayshia Stevens reports.
According to the new Gallup poll, the Democratic Party's wide lead over Republicans and Black Americans' party preferences has shrunk by nearly 20 points over the past 3 years. Democrats' lead among Hispanic adults and adults between the ages of 18 to 29 have slid nearly as much, resulting in Democrats holding only a modest edge among both groups. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Dow is down 64 points, but the Nasdaq 41 points in positive territory. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Baumberger says they titled it He Is He.
It celebrates boyhood. It celebrates manhood. It celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talks about masculinity as toxic. And we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mom and dad, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have the section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Baumberger and his wife Bethany released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. Baumberger is co-founder of the Radiance Foundation. This is SRN News. It seems to be an annual ritual for many Americans. The anticipation is building for the Super Bowl. And for those ads that accompany the big game, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many companies like E-Trade releasing ads early.
So this is pickleball? It's basically tennis for babies, but for adults.
The ad featuring its famous babies talking trash.
Dude, you gotta work on your trash talk.
I'd rather work on saving for retirement.
Ad Age editor Janine Poggi says it's all about the iconic imagery.
Brands will continue to lean into things like animals and babies. Those are always a fan favorite.
Budweiser is back with its Clydesdales and a Labrador, while Hellman's has a cat that Kate McKinnon swears can say mayo.
Leftover chicken, scallions, cheese. What am I going to make with this?
Mayo.
Mayo.
Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.